On this morning in 1864, the 800 or so people living in Franklin found themselves surrounded by 10,000 dead and dying soldiers. The carnage was overwhelming, and it was a surprise. The town had less than a day's warning before the front line of the Civil War moved there the day before. WPLN's Nina Cardona has the story, as told from the recollections of those who were there.
Franklin was supposed to be a relatively safe place. It's where mothers took their children to live with aging grandparents while dad was off fighting, where girls could keep going to classes at the Female Institute. People didn't quite know what to do when Union soldiers flooded into town, setting up defenses, and they certainly didn't know how much would change in a matter of hours.
About 3:30, I was sitting at the dinner table when I heard the roar of artillery. I ran into the yard to listen. With a tremendous yell, the rebels made a charge along the whole line. In a few minutes, all was in perfect confusion.
Fanny Courtney took shelter underground in the dugout cellar where her family's vegetables were stored. At their homes, Mary Alice Nichols and Hardened Figures did the same.
I remember that just before entering the cellar, while standing at the front gate, I saw a Yankee get shot just across the street.
I remember the first sound of the firing and the booming of the cannons. We children all sat around our mother and cried.
Every minute or two, a bullet would strike the house above and sizzle.
Every charge they made, we could hear the Yankees running into the house and up the steps.
For hours, all over Franklin, families huddled together, listening. During a lull in the battle, Hardened Figures, just a boy at the time, snuck upstairs to find his house full of wounded men. It was the same next door, and all down the street. He ran for the doctor.
I shall never forget his reply. If they are as bad off as you say, I could not do them any good. I was ashamed of him then, and I am ashamed of him now.
Eventually, the fighting stopped. The town emerged from hiding to find their homes, their farms, their entire town covered with the dead and the dying.
It was between 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. The house was full of soldiers. The parlor carpet was wet with blood.
The first dead person that I found was a little Yankee boy about my own age, lying in the middle of the street with his hands thrown back over his head, pale in death.
I remember seeing the Negroes raking up the bullets in our yard and carrying them across the street and burying them there as there were so many.
Men shot and wounded in every part of the body were crying out for help, telling their names and calling for friends to help them.
We saw a man sitting in a chair in the yard. He looked so sad, and Grandpa told me that was General Hood of the Confederate Army.
General Hood tried to put a positive spin on the slaughter. The Union Army had moved on once its officers decided they'd done enough damage. And a statement from Hood to his men called the fight a victory.
While we lament the fall of many gallant officers and brave men, we have shown to our countrymen that we can carry any position occupied by the enemy.
But 6 of his generals were laid out in state on a farmhouse porch. By some counts, more Confederates had died than in any other single day of the war. Even before the battle, Hood's men had known Franklin would be a heavy loss. Chaplain James Menil remembered afterwards how so many had tried to give him letters home and prized possessions.
I had to decline, as I was going with them and would be exposed to the same danger. I believe everyone who made the request of me was killed.
Like the Federals, the Confederates soon moved on to Nashville, leaving only a remnant behind to help the people of Franklin. There were thousands to bury, and even more mangled men left alive. Homes, churches, even barns became hospitals as a cold front moved in.
There were snow, sleet, and ice continually, with the thermometer down to zero. Food got scarcer and scarcer each day.
For more than 2 weeks, men, women, and children worked round the clock, cooking, tending to wounds, wondering when their part of the battle would finally end.
It was on Saturday, December 17th, when the advance of cavalry of our troops entered the town.
Fanny Courtney, who sided with the Union, was tending to Northern soldiers. In that moment, they knew their side had won in Nashville.
What shouts were given by those who were able to creep to the door? The rebels retreated so rapidly that there was not time to remove their wounded.
The Battle of Franklin left an indelible mark on the individuals who witnessed it. But as a community, they tried to let the memory die. A monument to Confederate soldiers was eventually erected on the courthouse square, but it's a generic one, with no mention of the thousands who died right there. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Nina Cardona.